الله وسلم وبارك على نبيه ومصطفى. ما بعد، حياكم الله dear brothers and sisters with a new session of the biography of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and the ten companions. And today we are going to talk about the companions and discuss their biography and take the benefits out of that. And the first Sahabi, the first companion that Imam Jama'ili have talks about.
Assalamu alaikum. Sorry for that.
Naam.
I was saying before the cut that Imam Jama'ili rahimahullah ta'ala in his book the Mukhtasar, the brief of the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the two companions, Imam Abdul Ghani Jama'ili al-Maqdisi said فصل في سيرة العشرة, a chapter in the biography of the ten companions. And there he رحمه الله تعالى said Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, the first one, and for sure he must be the first one who to speak about, as he is the first one whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in the hadith as the one who's gonna be the Khalifa for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His name is Abdullah ibn Abi Quhafa. Abdullah ibn Abi Quhafa, and this Abu Quhafa is kunya, is the kunya of his father, whose name Uthman ibn Amr, ibn Amr ibn Ka'b ابن سعد ابن تيم ابن مرة ابن كعب ابن لؤي ابن غالب التيمي القرشي. And as you see that he رضي الله تعالى عنه meets with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and the lineage at Murra ibn Ka'b, at Murra ibn Ka'b. So Murra ibn Ka'b is a grandfather for the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and Abu Bakr al-Siddiq as well, and some other Sahaba, as we are going to see. His mother is called Ummul Khair, and this is the nickname of his mother, the kunya, Ummul Khair, the mother of good, the mother of good. And her name is Salma bint Sakhr ابن عامر ابن كعب ابن سعد ابن تيم ابن مرة. And as we see that Abu Bakr al-Siddiq and his wife are cousins, they meet at عامر ابن عمر, because he is direct grandfather is Amir ibn Amr, and she also, direct grandfather is Amir ibn Amr. So his father Uthman and his wife's father Sakhr are brothers, two sons of Amir. And by the way, they all became Muslims. Abu Bakr Siddiq, his father, his wife, all of his family became Muslim. Abu Bakr Siddiq as we know that he was the first Muslim male, first one who embraced Islam from amongst the men, and he accompanied the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam since day one and supported him by all of his wealth and honor. Abu Bakr al-Siddiq died in an age of 63 years, same age of Rasulullah s.a.w. when he died, 63 years. And as we said that he was the first one who embraced Islam from amongst the men, as from amongst the women was Khadija, and from amongst the children was Ali radiallahu anhu. He is the best of the Ummah, after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So from that time until the day of resurrection, the best of this Ummah, the Ummah of Islam, is Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. And we saw in many ahadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always mentioned Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, and as he said in one hadith, ما نفعني مال امرئ ما نفعني مال أبي بكر. There was no money of one of you helped me as the money and wealth of Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. And he said one day, إن الله اتخذني خليلا كما اتخذ إبراهيم خليلا ولو كنت متخذا خليلا لاتخذت أبا بكر خليلا ولكن أخوة الإسلام. He صلى الله عليه وسلم said that verily Allah Ta'ala took me as a Khalil as he took Ibrahim عليه السلام as a Khalil. If I'm gonna take as a Khalil anyone amongst you, I would take Abu Bakr Siddiq as the Khalil. But it is the brotherhood of Islam. And as the Sahaba said that in many, many occasions, the Prophet ﷺ used to say, دَخَلْتُ أَنَا وَأَبُو بَكْرٍ وَعُمَرٍ. I entered me, Abu Bakr and Umar. وَخَرَجْتُ أَنَا وَأَبُو بَكْرٍ وَعُمَرٍ. And I exited me, Abu Bakr and Umar. And in one day, the Prophet ﷺ climbed the mountain of Uhud along with Abu Bakr, Umar and Uthman, and the mountain of Uhud shaked. So the Prophet ﷺ kicked it and said, stable Uhud, as there is none above you except a prophet or a messenger, a Siddiq, and Shahidan, two martyrs. Prophet is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Siddiq is Abu Bakr. And the two martyrs are Umar and Uthman. And Allah Ta'ala mentioned Abu Bakr Siddiq in the Quran, where Allah Ta'ala says, ثاني اثنين إذ هما في الغار إذ يقول لصاحبي لا تحزن إن الله معنا. He, meaning the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, is the second of the two men who were in the cave when he said to his companion, the other one, don't feel sorry, verily Allah Ta'ala is with us to support us. Abu Bakr Siddiq became the Khalifa by the agreement of all the Sahaba from amongst the Ansar and the Muhajireen, migrants, people of Mecca and the Ansar, people of Medina. And he was the Khalifa for two and a half years. And there is saying says that he was a Khalifa for 2 years and 4 months, except 10 nights. That means 2 years, 3 months, and 20 days. And there are other sayings, other opinions. Like one opinion said two years. And the other opinion says 20 months. He got number of children, from amongst them Abdullah, who embraced Islam very early with his father. And he is one of the old companions. And he was the one who used to visit the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Bakr in the cave, when they were in the cave at the journey of migrating. He was shot by an arrow in the battle of Taif, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam conquered Taif, but he did not die then until his father became the Khalifa, and then he died. And he has Asma, bint Abi Bakr, which is called Dhatun Nitaqain. And the reason for that is when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the and Abu Bakr Siddiq were in the cave, she used to carry food for them, and so they kuffar of Quraysh do not see her, she used to cut her niqab to two pieces. And for the and she used to put the food in one piece and wrap her waist with other one. So that's why she called that in the Taqayn. She is the wife of Al-Zubayr ibn al-Awwam, the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Al-Zubayr is the son of Safiya bint Abdul Muttalib, the aunt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from his father's side. She migrated with her husband Al-Zubayr to Medina when she was pregnant with Abdullah ibn Zubayr, who was the first child born in Medina after Islam entered Medina. Her mother is called Qutayla, Qutayla, not Qatila, Qutayla, bint Abdul Uzza. She's from the tribe of Amir ibn Lu'ay. But she did not embrace Islam. She died on Kufr. And then he had Aisha, which is called As-Siddiqa bint As-Siddiq. As-Siddiqa bint As-Siddiq. The wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the mother of believers. And then he had Abdul Rahman ibn Abi Bakr, who is the brother of Aisha from both sides, mother and father. Abdul Rahman participated in Badr, in the Battle of Badr. But at that time he was with the Kuffar, with the Mushrikeen. And then after that he embraced Islam. Their mother, Abdul Rahman's mother and Aisha's mother, is Umm Ruman, daughter of Amir ibn Uwaymir ibn Abd Shams ibn Attab ibn Uthayna ibn Subayy ibn Duhman ibn al-Harith ibn Ghanm ibn Malik ibn Kinana. She embraced Islam and migrated and died at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before he died. And then he got Muhammad Abu Atir, who was born at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was grandson of Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. And as Imam Jama'idi says in his book The Mukhtasar, we never knew any of the Sahaba who accompanied the Prophet ﷺ, they, their children and their grandchildren, all together, except Abu Bakr Siddiq. And then he got Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr, who was at the journey, or in the journey of Hajj, and that was in Dhul Hulayfa, when the Prophet ﷺ and the Sahaba moved, going to Mecca, and they stopped by Dhul Hulayfa, the Miqat of Medina. There, she delivered Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr, and he was killed in Egypt, and his grave is known there. His mother is Asqat Amiya, and then he got Umm Kulthum bint Abi Bakr, which was born after her father died radiallahu anhu arda'ah. And her mother is Habiba, and others saying Fakhita bint Khalid ibn Zayd ibn Abi Zuhair al-Ansari. She was married to Talha ibn Zubayr, Talha ibn Ubaidillah, sorry, Talha ibn Ubaidillah. And he got three boys and three girls, all of them were companions except Umm Kulthum, which she was born after the death of Rasulullah and after Abu Bakr died. While Muhammad ibn Abu Bakr, as we knew, that he was born at the time of Rasulullah. Abu Bakr Siddiq died in Jumad al-Akhirah on the 27th of Jumad al-Akhirah in year 13 of Hijrah. And by that we end up our session of today by finishing the biography of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which was brought by Imam al-Jama'ini, very summarized. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam, wa sallallahu sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad ala sahbih. If there is any question related to the subject, you are more than welcome to forward it now. Raise your hand first. Okay, as long as there is no question, we'd like to thank everyone and apologize for tonight's class, as there will be no class tonight at 10 o'clock at Towards Understanding Islam, as I have a commitment with Sheikh Wasiullah Abbas, and I have to travel in a while to Mecca, inshallah ta'ala, wa jazakumullahu khayran, and see you inshallah tomorrow morning with the Arabic class. Binti Hajib Ismail, go ahead. What's your question? Salam, go ahead. How many wives did he have in Abul Shaykh? Oh, Abu Bakr Siddiq? Well, he had, first of all, Qutayla bint Abdul Uzza, who died as non-Muslim. And then he got Umm Ruman. And then he got Asma bint Umays. And then he got Umm Habiba. And another saying, it was Fakhita bint. In total, he got four wives. Uh, most people. Who are these most people? Most ulama or most people, regular people? Plumbers, carpenters, and when we talk about these things, we want to hear a lesson from ulama, al-ilm, not any people. People can say whatever they like to say. Ignorant people, how can we take ilm from ignorant people? Salam. If a brother wants to marry a sister, but his parents object, but they are more into culture than Islam, and they deny the brother to marry the sister, what should he do? If there is no valid reason for this, then they have no right to object, and he has the right to go ahead and propose this marriage, and the choice is his. But my advice is always try to please parents, and this is something brings success. While he son, if he goes against their wishes, because she is older than him by 15 years. Well, no problem. The age is not problem. The important thing is the deen and character. Allahu a'lam. Naam, Umm Kulthum, go ahead. Hamd, go ahead, Alhamd. I told you, Salam, I told you. If you go ahead and marry because of what you just explained, no matter on you, no harm, even if they get angry, this is not going to be a matter of unpleasing Allah. But if you just leave it for the sake of Allah to please your parents, Allah will bless you and bless your life. Umm Kulthum say, Ya Shaykhana, how do you advise us to study Seerah? Should we memorize the Sahabis and time name and dates, etc.? No, in fact, we should study Seerah more to benefit from what the Sahaba used to do than to memorize the names and dates and this and that. If there is any possibility of memorizing, I would say memorize Quran first, then memorize the hadith, the authentic hadith, like Bukhari, Muslim, like Bulugh al-Maram, like Umdat al-Ahkam, like these books. You better then memorize these things. Wallahu a'lam. Alhamd, go ahead. Ameen, Jazakallah khair, salam. Wa bikum barakallah, Umm Kulthum. Okay, here we end up. Willing to see inshallah tomorrow morning. Wa jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.